Hi there. Come on in.
Oh,
thank you. Why don't you come on in and take a seat for me? To start, I just want to say thank you for making it all the way out here on such short notice. It's a bit of a drive for you, right? I heard. Oh my goodness, 2 hours? And that's without traffic. Oh, you are made of tougher stuff than me, my friend. So I was thumbing through the resumes and I happened across yours. And you know, I have to say, you've got probably one of the most interesting resumes I've seen in a long time. Lots of different types of experience for sure. And by the looks of it, you've definitely worked your way around the publishing industry. So that's great. You're not a novice. You know, our division handles some of the most prolific romance authors in the Pacific Northwest. You can find a lot of their work repeatedly featured on the New York Times bestsellers list and so on. So even though I don't doubt your background in publishing, I do need to make sure you're up to snuff when it comes to joining our division. Does that make sense? Especially if you're going to be catering to our readers. They're very particular about what they like. So, to get started, why don't you tell me what's the last romance book you've read? Interesting. Okay. So you do read them, after all. Okay, who's your favorite author? I love her work, too. Very eclectic. Actually, I met her way back when she was just a fledgling young writer with a handwritten manuscript. Very, very talented young lady. Okay, so, in your experience, what do you think are some common weaknesses in marketing that publishers often overlook when they're marketing to women? Fascinating. Interesting take. And I'd assume you already have some strategies in mind on how to improve that? Impressive. Okay. All right. Very good. Let's deviate a bit into some more niche questions, shall we? Especially since I want to test you on your knowledge of how well you know your target audience. Why don't you list the common tropes that appear in romance books? I'm sure you've come across plenty of them by now. That's right. You've got masked men, bikers, mafiosos, billionaires, professors, somebody's father. You know, some of them are a little bit taboo, so they're a bit niche. But generally, these are the most trendy in my experience. Okay, we're going to dive in a little bit more. If it's a bit much, we can always redirect, but just let me know. Okay. Why don't you describe for me the different types of DOMs? You know, the dominant submissive relationship. I'm sure you've seen it time and time again. Very good. You definitely know your stuff. Yeah, there's the daddy dom or the mommy dom, depending on the gender. You've got a primal dom, you've got a pleasure dom, you've got a master, a sadistic dom, and my personal favorite, a soft dom. A little bit of aggression, but balanced out with compassion. On that note, why don't you tell me about the different types of subs? You never miss, do you? Yeah, you're right again. There's the bratty sub, the service sub, the sub princess, the masochistic sub, and the pet. I'm sure there's more than that, but generally these are the most common threads I've seen. Since you're on a roll, let's throw a trick question at you. In a dom-brat relationship, who's in charge? That's right, the brat. Goodness, you're flying through these. Nice little subtle rolling up of the sleeves there. Don't think I didn't catch that. What, you trying to show off those forearms of yours? All right, think fast. What time does morning voice kick in? I just wanted to see if you were paying attention. Okay, finish this sentence for me. Every one of our readers wants to feel beautiful, valuable, and blank. Good. Wanted. Beautiful, valuable, and wanted. How about this one? If she's bossy and wants to fight, she'll be... Nice, nice. You're right. If she's bossy and wants to fight, she'll be submissive in bed all night. Good job. I've got to say, I'm thoroughly impressed with your breadth of knowledge. This isn't your first interview with us, right? You've been here at least twice before. That's what my notes are saying. Yeah. So this is your final interview then. How exciting. Obviously the decision is mine, but I have to also discuss with HR and, our hiring managers as well. But as it stands, you're in great standing. A position that many would be quite envious of, actually. Oh, wait, there is one more part of the interview I need to do. Do you have time, or do you need to be somewhere right now? Great. I love your can-do attitude. All right. The thing is, though, I don't think we'd be able to conduct it here. We would have to shift locations. Yeah, we have a new noise ordinance that HR has enacted, and I really don't want to step on any toes, so it would be better if we did the interview somewhere a little bit more quiet. Are you parked, like, nearby here, or... Oh, that's perfect. There's another building we can go to, but it would be much faster to cut across the parking lot, so... Plus, you've got a lot of stuff you brought with you today, so it might be easier to just drop them off, you know, on the way to the next interview. What do you think? No, I normally don't do this. But, you know, the timing works out. I don't have any meetings this afternoon, and you're my last interview of the day, so it works out perfectly.
Oh my god, you fuck better than I thought you would. Yes. Oh my god. Thrust up into me just like this. Oh my god. This is the best fucking interview. Oh, fuck you. Keep going. Oh, don't you dare fucking stop, you hear me? Yeah. Oh my god, you're the best fucking candidate. I'm gonna hire you on the spot. Oh my god, yes. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh my god, you're hitting it perfectly. Oh my god, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. go slower? Yeah, we can go slower. But we're gonna go harder, okay? Yeah, grab onto my ass just like that. Oh, yeah, dig your nails in. Oh, I like it rough. Oh. Don't worry. Nobody comes into the parking lot this time of day. So no one is ever gonna see you. Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah, give me more of that dick of yours. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my fucking God. Where has this cock been all my life? Oh, I knew a man who reads romance books would be good in bed. Oh, 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 fuck. Yes, yes, oh my God, oh my, oh, yes, 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 don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, oh my fucking God, yes, oh, fuck, yeah, yeah, I can take it, I can take it, I know, I know, oh my God. Just what I needed today.
Do you have the job? I don't know. I gotta check with HR, but if it was solely my decision, then based off of your knowledge of romance books and the way you handle this cock of yours, I would definitely hire you in a heartbeat. I'm serious. Well, either way, I'm getting the feeling that this interview can go another round. Or two. Or more. What do you think?